And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1969. We have now arrived in September of 1969. What were things like in Half Moon Bay this time back in 1969? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Mansouz County, $25,000 for false arrests. A marine biologist working at the College of San Mateo says he was falsely arrested and seeks $25,000. Jeremy Smith of Montero says while in court for driving violations, he was arrested for having a suspended license and taken to jail. Later, authorities admitted they had made a mistake. Plan to divert water to Southern California could affect Half Moon Bay. According to Congressman Jerome Waldy, a key feature of the state water project diverting more water to Southern California will affect Bay Area water quality and affect the amount of water going into Crystal Springs and less water to be available for the coastside. Opening of a motel and restaurant at San Gregorio on hold. Until a water sewer problem is solved, county supervisors have delayed action on a request for a motel and restaurant in San Gregorio. The delay is over where to put a required septic tank. And now, for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. A sad note. Many of you know our pub mascot, Winston, as beautiful little multi-poo dog. He was 14 years old and a mainstay at our pub, even with his own bar stool and name plaque. My mom and dad got Winston when he was just a few weeks old, and he was an instant member of our family. So many people would come to the pub to pet and just visit with Winston daily. After 14 fun-filled years, Winston has crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. He's now up in heaven with my dad, Alan. So it's my dad's turn to watch over our precious little dog, Winston. Special thanks to the Half Moon Bay Veterinary Hospital for handling this very sad time for my mom, Adora. They were so sensitive and compassionate. We really do thank you. Keep calm and canine on. 1969 marks one of man's crowning achievements as American astronaut Neil Armstrong becomes the first human to set foot on the moon and utters the words, "That's one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind." The opposition to the war in Vietnam increases, with more demonstrators demanding that the U.S. withdraw. Richard Nixon becomes the president, and Golda Meir of Milwaukee, Wisconsin becomes prime minister of Israel. Hurricane Camille hits the Mississippi coast, killing 248 people. How much are things costing us in 1969? With an average annual income of $8,500, you can buy a new house for $15,500 and a new car for $3,200. Gas to runner, get this folks, 35 cents a gallon. Significant live music events, Atlanta International Pop Festival with 100,000 in attendance and Woodstock that draws 150,000. Popular films include The Love Bug, True Grit, Easy Rider, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. In popular music, this group was formed in El Cerrito, California, and hit gold with their very first professional recording. Now, just 1 year later, they have climbed even higher, going platinum. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival with Bad Moon Rising.
Thank you.
This singer has incredible staying power, having started producing hits in 1956. He also has great crossover appeal with both country and pop music fans. And sure enough, this is number one country and number one adult contemporary in September of 1969. Recorded live at San Quentin Prison, here's Johnny Cash and A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't been there.
Join me again next time for another journey and another year on the K&B Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.